minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Welcome to PDGA Radio for the week of August 4th, 2008. I'm Steve Kaczynski, bringing you the results from the recently completed PDGA elections. Also results from this past weekend's tournament action, a new Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner, and information on how your club can host a national tour event in the 2009 season. And of course, the 2008 World Championships are less than a week away, so we'll keep you up to date with what you need to know, including some special coverage by PDGA Radio. All that and more is on this edition of PDGA Radio, and it's being brought to you by Innova Champion Discs, the International Disc Golf Center, the PDGA Store, and Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, this past weekend was many disc golfers' last chance to compete under tournament conditions before the World Championships next week in Michigan. And the only A-tier on the schedule was in Vermont with the Green Mountain Open. And it brought out numerous Yeti sightings as J. Yeti Redding threw four consistently solid rounds. And despite admittedly not being a long drive specialist, he held on over the massively long final nine to win by three throws over Avery Jenkins. Jeff Bennett was another three throws back in third place. The women's division made it a Redding sweep as Dez easily claimed the title by 25 throws over Leslie Brinster. Juano Flores took the Masters division and Rob Walchuk got the win in advanced. Elsewhere, Barry Schultz won the Mad City Open in Madison, Wisconsin. Jared Pennington beat Coda Hatfield to win the Twisted Flyer $10,000 challenge in Oklahoma City. Jason McKinney won in Illinois. Daryl Cormier won in Brunswick, Maine. Tom Hamilton won in Colorado. Matt Dowler and Cluster Hornsby got wins in Georgia over the weekend. Derek Billings and Paul McBeth picked up wins in California. Will Schusterick won in Kentucky, and David Feldberg wins the Farm Classic in Shelby, Michigan.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
This week's 60-second clinic takes us again inside the bag of one of this year's favorites to win the World Championships. So join me now as we go inside Avery Jenkins' bag and learn what discs one of the best players in the world is using in his quest to become the next world champion.
I throw all Innova plastic. I throw a lot of KC Pro. I throw all KC Pro AVRs 11 times. KC Pro Rocks 11 times, all different stages. AVRs I throw anywhere from putting to, 300 feet, typically. KC Rocks, I throw anywhere from 250 to 350, maybe upwards of 400. Drivers, I throw the Champion Firebirds, Champion Eagles for a lot of sidearms and a lot of hyzer skip shots. I throw those typically 350 to 400 feet. I throw Star 2 Rex. I have a few of those in the bag that are, they're my long range drivers. Those things go a lot farther, a lot more control, but they're like a longer T-bird, if you will. I throw a Pro Destroyer. I throw both those, the Pro Destroyer and the T-Rex, around anywhere from like four plus, up to the low fives, maybe 550s on the golf course at least. And throw Star T-Birds in my bag, anywhere from 3 to 350, upwards of 4, maybe 4 and a quarter. And then for all the crazy over-the-top spike shots, I throw a 10-time KC with it. A lot of it's real controllable. It's almost like a lawn dart. You're throwing it up there. You can go over trees. I can pinpoint my accuracy and range a lot better on a hyzer angle. So I throw a whip it for over tree shots and keep close to the basket. That's my bag as far as I know it. Keep it pretty simple. A lot of AVRs, rocks, T-birds, and anything longer. It's a lot of different drivers and stuff for distance, but keeping it simple. Have different varied degrees of wearability and breaking in, and just trying to learn what you just do and capitalize on that.
Again, that's Avery Jenkins and what discs he's been using this year. Avery was the winner at this year's Tulsa Open National Tour event and is a member of Team Innova. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. The 2008 PDGA elections wrapped up last week with nearly 2,700 total members casting their ballot over the various positions, including the election of three members to the board of directors. The top three vote-getters were Rick Rothstein, Matt Gillis, and Chris Bellinger. Bellinger is a current member on the board. He serves as vice president and competition director. Gillis is a former member of the PDGA office, and Rothstein is a former board member with 13 years of prior service on the board. They'll all now serve two-year terms. Pat Brenner finished in fourth place. He was 142 votes short in his bid for re-election. Numerous state and provincial coordinator positions were also voted on by their respective members. Full results on those races can be found on PDGA.com and in the discussion board. For his ongoing contributions to the sport of disc golf, Paul Jay is the latest Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction. Paul Jay has been the backbone of disc golf in Central Ohio for the past several years. He's the PDGA State Coordinator for Ohio in addition to his duties as the Columbus Flyers Disc Golf Club President. Over the last 2 years, Paul has run 13 sanctioned tournaments, including two national tours and two super tours, along with numerous local unsanctioned tournaments. When Paul's not running tournaments for others, he's usually busy coordinating course maintenance for the local courses in Ohio that he's either designed, installed, or supervised the installation of. Paul was a longtime tournament golfer before inflicted with a sudden injury that now prevents him from throwing a disc at all. But the love and passion Paul has for the game now spills over and allows others to play courses and tournaments that he's responsible for. If anyone's ever deserved an award for their efforts and love of the game, Paul Jay it is. And so for that hard work in growing the sport of disc golf, Paul Jay is a Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction, earns a $100 cash award, and is eligible for the $1,000 year-end award to be announced in October at the USDGC. More information on the Microtel Award and the nomination form can be found at PDGA.com from the Microtel link. Attention club presidents, tournament directors, and any other person potentially interested in hosting a PDGA National Tour event next year for the 2009 season. Applications are now available at PDGA.com and are due by September 5th. The National Tour's mission is to showcase our top events and players to bring competitive disc golf into the sporting mainstream by strengthening corporate, media, community, and player-fan relations. The 2008 National Tour season consisted of 9 events in Arizona, Kentucky, 2 in California, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Massachusetts.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com.
your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
And finally, on behalf of PDGA Radio, I'm excited to announce that I will be traveling to Kalamazoo this weekend to participate in and provide regular reports on the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships being presented by Bell's Brewery and the PDGA. In addition to the regular weekly edition on next Tuesday morning, Gateway Disc Sports is pleased to sponsor PDGA Radio's enhanced coverage of the largest single disc golf event in the history of the sport. I will have a special preview this Friday, followed by special shows Monday morning, Thursday morning, two shows on Friday, one in the morning, recapping Thursday's action and Thursday night's awards banquet, and the other Friday night recapping Friday's play, and it will get you ready for Saturday's semifinals and finals, and then special edition Saturday night with final results and reaction from the winners and organizers. And then we'll do a super in-depth recap on next Tuesday's regular edition. It's a whole lot of PDGA Radio, I know. It's keeping you up to date with the 2008 World Championships and disc golf in general. Much thanks to Gateway Disc Sports, Disc Nation, and Fairway Flyers. And you can sign up for the podcast at PDGARadio.com or check the front page of PDGA.com for the latest edition and other archived programs of PDGA Radio. And if you'll be in Kalamazoo, especially Monday for the Fly Mart, stop by the PDGA Radio table, say hello to me, and also be one of the first to pick up some official PDGA Radio merchandise that will be for sale. And it's finally here. You've been hearing about it on the show for the past several weeks. It is the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships for the professionals and amateurs. It starts officially next Monday, August 11th in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. Player check-in starts as early as this Friday, and there's side events running Saturday and Sunday. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll have updates on PDGARadio.com and PDGA.com all week long. But there are also several other tournaments this weekend, including two in southern Minnesota. Amateurs can check out the San Francisco Safari in California, or Beware of the Beavers. It's a disc golf tournament. It takes place on Saturday in Kentucky. There's also events in South Dakota, Texas, Arizona, Alabama, and internationally in Japan, France, and the United Kingdom, where I'm not even sure if there are any beavers, but watch out for them. For PDGA Radio, I'm Steve Kaczynski. I'll catch you again very soon. Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email PDGARadio@PDGA.com.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com. Roar!
The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.